Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv right here on Indy100.com Radio and UBN Universal Broadcast Network. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And because of you guys, I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into entertainment and entrepreneurship, we're going to have a great guest, a friend of mine, Joshua Earp, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple little plugs again. If you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to hit me up on Twitter, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. Thanks to the hacker there, we had to get a new one. All that kind of good stuff. But I do appreciate it. And then also, if you want to see our in-studio guests, photos of our cool guests such as Joshua Earp, entertainment entrepreneur, go to our Facebook page, Star Roast Entertainment, over on Facebook. And then, and last but not least, if you do really want to hit me up on Facebook, you can try to find me over on there. Our guest co-hosts, I got to normally we rotate with guest co-hosts. They're off for the day, so I do want to give them a little break there. But, we're going to still have a jam-packed show and talk about it a lot. But normally the guests, we want to say thank you to all the guest co-hosts that have been on the show, from Elisina Eck to Marcus Lewis Fiend to David Rivers to, Brandon Ruzovich, Luis Delgado, a lot of people that have come guest co-hosts. So we just want to say thank you for always coming by. And but we are going to quickly go into this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring in the guest of the hour. Then we're going to do some little bantering, and then fill kind of both shoes. Fill two. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. But if you're into being an entrepreneur, I'm going to bring this gentleman in, and then we'll do some movie reviews and stuff like that. He is an entertainment entrepreneur. He is also part of Rio Vista Universal, and he's chief operations officer and board member. And he does a lot of great things with a lot of great people. So I'm just going to bring him in. And, he's a classy guy. So I figured that we should bring him in on the traditional route. Because a lot of times, we bring people in different ways, from Millennium Falcons down to hang gliders down to limos. But I think, he's the type of gentleman that I want to bring on, classy, old school style, in the sense of, he's kind of like royalty style. So I'm going to just bring him in on our classic chariot. And he's going to be coming in. We're going to talk to Joshua Earp, entertainment entrepreneur, and then he's going to we'll do a kind of a guest co-host, and then the host of the hour as well, or the guest of the hour. Okay, so here he is. I'm going to just bring him in on the back. We're going to open up the door here, and here he comes. Here he comes into the studio on the chariot with the fanfare. He is an entertainment entrepreneur. He's also chief operations officer and board member of Rio Vista Universal, and he does a lot of cool stuff. Here he comes into the studio. We got all the fans waving at him, throwing roses. Here he is, Mr. Joshua Earp. Here he comes, coming down as he walks into the chariot. Coming up, here he comes. Welcome, Joshua Earp, entertainment entrepreneur. Welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv and Indy100.com Radio and UBN. Welcome, man.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
We had to kind of bring you in classic traditional style.
I appreciate that. That's a lot of a much more nice introduction than I've had in the past.
Well, again, Joshua Earp, entertainment entrepreneur, welcome. You know, I don't know if you heard, but I have my guest co-hosts are off today. So, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a little banter before we go into the nitty-gritty. So awesome. Normally, I don't know if you got the memo. The memo normally is the guest co-host of the hour. You know, we talk about some movie reviews. So before we actually bring you in as the guest of the hour, have you seen any movies lately?
Have I seen any movies lately? You know, that's something that I don't really... You know, the last movie that I've seen was the new Star Wars movie.
Wow.
With
you talking about Solo?
Donald Glover.
Are you talking about Solo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Wait, so that that was the last one you saw in the theater?
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Yeah, in the theater. And I was with one of the biggest producers at Universal Studios, and
wow.
So we were hanging out doing business in the back lot, talking about these exciting new projects that we have going on, and we decided, hey, why not take one of the golf carts up to the hill, you know, and then sneak in the back door, and then just not really sneak, obviously you have to give them your pass or whatever, but then we got into the movie theater there and we just watched it there.
You know?
And then
wow.
We took the golf carts right back after
that. Oh, that's crazy. Well, yeah. Well, normally what we do, we talk about movie reviews. And, you know, I want to do a couple plugs for some people that I've actually had an opportunity to be able to do some coverage on media. But have you seen, by any chance, Bohemian Rhapsody?
I have not. Although one of the guitarists from Queen, you know, I might have a meeting set up with him, ironically enough.
That's awesome.
Which I think wrote that song, which I'm guessing that has something to do with the movie. I'm more on the music
okay.
side.
Okay. You know? Well, yeah, you know, I got to check this out when it came out, but I also got to see a special screening last night actually, and I got to meet some of the cast from of Bohemian Rhapsody, and so I do want to do an extra couple plug on it. It's still out in the theaters. So I'm gonna go thanks to IMDb here. Here's a little quick synopsis on Bohemian Rhapsody, rated PG-13, a chronicle of the years leading up to Queen's legendary appearance at the Live Aid concert. Directed by Bryan Singer, written by Anthony McCarten, story by, you know, Peter Morgan, and who else is on here? Anthony McCarten, the screenplay.
Was he a member of Queen?
Bryan Singer?
Yeah.
No.
Because the guy's name is Brian, I think.
Okay.
Meeting, so.
But starring Emmy Award-winning Rami Malek, Lucy Boynton, Gwilym Lee, Ben Hardy, Joseph Mazzello, Aidan Gillen, Alan Leach, Tom Hollander, Mike Myers. Now, you said you didn't get the opportunity to see it, right?
I've not had the great fortune yet.
Yeah, so I've gotten to see it twice, and like I said, I got to meet Rami Malek, Lucy Boynton,
wow.
And Joseph Mazzello last night, and I, you know, and seeing it the second time, I even liked it even more. I don't know, I loved it, and again, the first time it was like, I think when I saw it, it was like an opening night. And then I just kind of went just to check it out. And I loved it then. But then I think seeing it, it depends on, I think sometimes it depends on where you're seeing it, like on a theater. And then, you know, it's like, you would definitely want to see this movie if you can, like on an IMAX type level, because there's so many great scenes that replicate like the concert or Live Aid. And it just makes you feel like you're in it. So I had the pleasure of seeing it with great sound. So I really enjoyed it. I love biopics and I love the music in it. I think Rami Malek did so awesome playing Freddie Mercury. And I mean all the cast, but just definitely Rami, like almost pretty much transformed. Like you thought it was, you know, he was so uncanny, playing
wow.
him. And I was just really impressed. So, I mean, it's one of those movies I highly recommend checking out. If you can, definitely check it out in the theaters. Again, it's a Bohemian Rhapsody. Again, it was. It moved quick for me in the sense, in a good way. I mean, it didn't feel boring. The music will keep you up. Watching the performance of Rami Malek, like you said,
wow.
I think you're just more mesmerized just by going, wow, how spitting image he did. I love Lucy Boynton, beautiful, who plays Mary Austin, but all the cast just did so remarkable, in my opinion. So it's one of those movies I say check out. You know,
wow, that's amazing. You know, you gotta love iconic music-related movies.
Yeah, Like, what kind of music are you into?
Like, well, for instance, my business partner, Mark LaMica, who him and Frank DeLeo managed everyone from Michael Jackson to, you know, advising Prince and Christina Aguilera and launched some of the biggest careers of the biggest, you know, most iconic stars of all time. You know, he was the one that set everything up for Michael Jackson's This Is It tour.
Wow.
Which was going to be about $1.4 billion that they were going to do.
Wow.
In delivery. And then, unfortunately, Michael passed away. So then what they did is they took the tour and they made it a movie. And so the reason why I'm even telling you the story is because the whole Bohemian Rhapsody thing reminds me of the whole, you know, the music, like, as a movie. And a lot of people don't understand on a publicity side that also the best, one of the best ways to penetrate television and film is through music. You know, it's a universal language that transcends every belief, religion, language, etc.
Yeah, no, wow, that's pretty deep. Which we're we'll get into.
I should have warned you. I'm pretty deep.
Yeah, yeah. No, we'll get into that even more. But so overall, I say go check out Bohemian Rhapsody if you can. Check it out on an IMAX or so, or just great sound. My opinion. I loved it, and I do want to give an extra plug. You know, just even especially after meeting, they were also humble too. Rami Malek was just, you know, just humble. Lucy Boynton, Joseph Mazzello. The producers were there, or one of the producers was there, and Aidan Gillen. Anyway, there's just a lot of great people that was in the film.
I got a question, if you don't mind, is what agency was kind of more responsible on the casting side of that? Because I know a lot of the agencies like to use their own stuff.
That one, I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know.
A lot of the top-tier agencies will be like, oh, yeah, we'll fill all the roles.
True. No. I didn't even look into it. But either way, I mean, it was great. So I say check it out again. It's Bohemian Rhapsody, rated PG-13. And while we're at it, I just want to do a couple plugs for a couple films that I just got to do media coverage on. So I do want to just give them some plugs. If you want, check out Perry King. There's a new movie that he's got out called The Divide. Go check that out. There's another film coming out called A Christmas Harmony, that's going to be on Lifetime, during Thanksgiving weekend, I believe. So, I want to promote that. It's A Christmas Harmony over on Lifetime, and, one other project, or so, let me see here. One other one, Running From My Roots. I got to do that cover on that premiere, and I just like giving plugs, especially for people that, you know, the people behind it, very humble, and I always like trying to promote as much as I can. So again, Running From My Roots and The Divide, and then Christmas Harmony, they're all should be out and or coming out, and just check those out again. And there we go. So now we're going to be able to go into the nitty-gritty with Joshua Earp. And it's a little backwards today because, like I said, I'm so used to my guest co-host where we're introducing you. But now, you know, we're going to be, talking a little bit, let's bring you up to speed here. So we got the reviews out of the way. So in general, we always like to start off to find out about yourself. And we want the audience to get to know you, if not fans already, and just kind of get an idea, hopefully fall in love with you, so to speak, and then start to follow you and then just support you. So we always like to start off with the question, Mr. Joshua Earp, were you born and raised?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah, so like southern Illinois, so right across the bridge from St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, now did you know growing up you always wanted to be in the entertainment industry?
Yeah, I did. You know, I was heavily impacted, obviously, by entertainment when I was young. Just through watching, being exposed to music, you know, and television and film and seeing performances and concerts and things like that. And so, I've been playing guitar since I was like 8 years old, seven or eight. Yeah. And so me being 27 now, I feel old, even though I'm still a young man, saying I've been playing guitar for 20 years. I play guitar and sing and I always knew I wanted to be involved in entertainment. You know, like the reason why I became an entrepreneur and all that was to, you know, make that dream a reality. You know? And occasionally throughout the journey, I found out that, you know, I started going the wrong direction. I started focusing only on making money, not realizing that, you know, it was my passion, everything that I need to be aligned with.
Yeah. Now, so let's start from the beginning. So about how old were you when you fell in love with, quote unquote, entertainment itself?
7 to 8. And then I started doing magic, too, when I was 8 years old.
Now, was it watching a movie, watching a TV show? Was there someone, a performer that just captured your eye that said...
It was Blink-182.
Really?
Made me want to start playing guitar, so I learned all their songs as a young man, you know, and went on to learn other songs and started reverse engineering, you know, music on a mathematical level. And, you know, because the most powerful skill that you could ever have, especially as an entrepreneur, but even just as an artist or anything else, is reverse engineering, you know, because success leaves clues. And so we can leverage what is known as counterfactual simulation, which is a fancy term that basically means see yourself already where you want to be, and then your mind will automatically mentally configure the steps to get you there in terms of reverse engineering.
You know, it's interesting because I do believe in visualizing and thought things. I know when I started off in the acting scene, and I started off, you know, I know this is about you, but I just want to kind of...
I want it to be about us because we're all one consciousness.
But, you know? I mean, I remember when I first got in the industry, there were certain people that I would visualize working with or being on the set of something or seeing a credit, and if I visualize it enough, it would happen. And even to this day, you know, I could give you an example. I one of my first jobs, acting jobs, was on a show called China Beach, you know, and I was able to play Archie Winslow on that show. But prior to that, back in the day when they used to have TV guides, I remember seeing a picture of like, you know, a promotion of the show, like tonight on ABC Channel 7, whatever. And they had a picture of the actress who the stars of the show, Dana Delaney. And I just remember seeing, oh, she's, you know, she's really cute. She's really, you know, pretty. And I go, oh, it'd be kind of cool to kind of, you know, work with her or something. And then, like, ironically, you know, that my first, like, kind of, like, professional job was, like, on that show and then meeting her. And I go, wow, that was weird because, like, not too long ago, a couple weeks before that, I was just visualizing. Just kind of, you know, something like that. Or then I remember years later, I remember when, like, ER was, like, the big thing.
Yeah,
and I just remember seeing the show, seeing like somehow visualizing like my name at the end of the credits or something to that nature. I mean, and then or working on that set, and you know, next thing you know, I'm next to George Clooney on the set, and going, oh my gosh! Like I had to like really visualize me or a credit or something. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Or
It's all manifestation and. You know, one of my clients at NBC, he's going to be the 13th person in the entertainment industry to win what is known as an EGOT, which is an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony.
Wow.
And so he's going to be number 13. And he, like, literally half of his day, he's got a bungalow right next to Steven Spielberg's Amblin office, which my good friend Peggy, you know, she's the one that does the distribution for Steven and all that stuff. Wow. So if any of you listeners need film distribution, let me know.
Okay.
but anyway, so check this out. So, you know, half his day is spent visualizing. Half his day is spent manifesting. And, you know, the rest of it is making it happen, you know? Yeah. And so the thing with him is, you know, the French have a term for it called déjà vu, which means already seen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I call it counterfactual simulation because you're simulating what is happening in your mind counterfactually, and it leads to your success. And the reason why is because it has to do with thinking.
Yeah.
And thought comes from the ancient Egyptian god Thoth, or Thoth, you know, which is the father of thought and mathematics, etc., music even. And everything we look around us, all the way from the biggest skyscrapers in the world, they all began with a thought.
Uh-huh.
So that's why visualization and manifestation is so powerful, because, you know, the oldest receiving and transmitting station was not a television or radio, it was the human mind.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, so that's the whole thing to understand, which is crazy, because my name is credited with, you know, we won the Dean's Prize out of Harvard, and it's being submitted for a Nobel Prize with the founder of the God Particle, Dr. Katsushi Arasaka, which discovered the Higgs boson, also known as the God Particle. Anyway, we made a huge scientific revelation and breakthrough. Basically, we found out through studying the microcircadic eye movements, and this is out of the UCLA Department of Physics and Astronomy. So through studying the microcircadic eye movement and corollary discharge between central pattern generators. So let me just back up and we'll make this really quick.
Back to the Future episode with Doc Brown going, hey, Marty, this is the 21.1 gigawatts.
I was just on the set of that actually recently. That's a universal too. It's funny how many things are such a small community, you know, and you know more than anyone. Yeah. So, but the point I'm trying to tell you is this, is, you know, the whole thing with manifestation is there's an ancient hermetic law, as within, so without. As above, so below. So whenever you're visualizing, you know, you're manifesting it, alchemically transmuting it into the physical reality. And whenever you read a book, your eyes are going to go left to right.
Correct.
Right? Your head may stay the same, but your eyes are going to go left to right. That's called the microcircade. So by studying the microcircadic eye movement and the corollary discharge between central pattern generators, we found that there's a few second delay response between the messaging between the eyes and the brain. So what does that mean? That means that it's the excitation before the inhibition. And that's all that is a fancy way of saying that it's not our eyes that see what's around us and then broadcast that message to the brain, right? Because it's all about broadcasting. It's our eyes that begin, or sorry, it's our brain that begins with the message, and then our eyes simply broadcast outward what we already see within ourselves. And this has been proven scientifically, and that's why we won the Dean's Prize out of Harvard, wow, MIT, and all that, with the founder of the God Particle, Dr. Katsuchi Arasaka. So, you know, whenever these, you know, television producers and everyone else, you know, these guys that are winning EGOTs and all that stuff, whenever they're telling you, look, half my day is spent manifesting, we should look into it, you know?
Wow, that's, whoa.
Yeah, left field. But
yeah, no, that's out of left field. So, okay, so let's go back. So you from Illinois, you said you got into, you Blink-182 got into.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was your, that would you say that was your biggest inspiration? Was that group or was someone else that was inspired into?
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jackson, ironically enough, you know, I was really inspired by him. I really loved his music, you know? In fact, the reason why I became business partners with Michael Jackson's manager is because originally he was my manager, you know, and wow, I was an artist. Because remember, I've been playing music forever. So I'm more on the music side and kind of branched out, you know, TV and film and entrepreneurship, whatever. But yeah, so that's kind of the story, you know. So it was Blink-182, Michael Jackson. You know, and I went through phases. I went through, like, metal phases. I went through, you know, emo phases. I went through, like, you know, just like, you know, hip hop, you know, like things like that.
So when was the point when you said, okay, mom, dad, I'm leaving Illinois to go to, what was it, New York, LA, or where did you find
it? Yeah, so there's this, so I was, you know, how it all started is, you know, the Reader's Digest version is, I grew up in Illinois, at 8 years old, started playing guitar, doing magic. You know, then, like, David Blaine was a mentor of mine, you know, like, basically, and then the whole thing is I started learning magic. That led into mentalism, which is an ancient occultic science of divination and thought reading. And then I moved into hypnosis, which is, I was doing stage hypnosis, where you hypnotize people in front of stage and you get paid. So that's technically entertainment, right?
Gotcha.
And so that was my first business of getting, that was my first business, was a stage hypnosis business.
Wow.
And then I needed more shows for my stage hypnosis business to get paid. So I learned marketing, and that led into online marketing, which led into SEO. And then I started traveling the world and having a very successful SEO, or search engine optimization, business, simply where you rank websites or videos on the first page of Google. And then I came to Beverly Hills initially because I was teaching this guy named Ty Lopez's group called Knowledge Society. It's like everyone pays $25,000 to be a part of it, and they just bring in experts to talk. You know, it's actually a good business model for him, and I guess for the people involved, because they get to network with other people that are high-end, right? And so that's how I came to L.A., and I originally came here to make more money, you know, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I was growing up, I always had these big entertainment dreams, but I was in the middle of Illinois, and no one around me was successful, really, and especially in entertainment. And I thought, oh, you know what, maybe I can't make it in entertainment. It was the biggest self-limiting belief, right? Because, you know, with people downloading music, I thought that, you know, the music business was screwed and all this other stuff, you know. And so it turns out that, you know, I got to L.A. and I had culture shock, and I started seeing people actually following their dreams and being successful, and I was like, holy crap, maybe I've been doing this all wrong. And so I started focusing more on my passion and dreams, which is in music, television, and finance, and technology, and business. And what I did is I took all my years of experience of marketing and advanced neuro-linguistic programming down to search engine optimization and being able to apply it to other celebrities and artists and things like that, you know, including myself.
Wow. So, okay, and I'm assuming that, did you have siblings, or did you grow up with siblings?
Yeah, I was the youngest.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you the first one that's wanting to get into entertainment,
yes,
or was there?
I was the first one. Yeah.
What did your other brothers and sisters?
Well, it's funny because I'm related to Wyatt Earp, and there's, you know, the movie Tombstone was based off of him, which won several Academy Awards, if I'm not mistaken. You know, so I'm a part of that bloodline. I'm like the Wyatt Earp bloodline. There's a show on Netflix called Wynonna Earp. You know, Clint Eastwood was actually looking for me recently. Because there's a whole big thing there with the Western stuff. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff with my, like, bloodline, my name, you know.
Wow, that's awesome. What we're going to do, we're going to be cutting to a song. We're going to come back here with Joshua Earp, speaking of. since my guest co-host is off, would you mind introducing this song right here? OK. could read this off.
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, and then we'll be coming back here with entertainment entrepreneur Joshua Earp, and he's going to introduce this song right now. Okay.
All right, and we're about to listen to Suzy Q by Option One.
Yep. That's the that's correct. Yeah, they spell it uniquely. So again, it's Suzy Q by Option One, and we'll be back more here with entertainment entrepreneur Joshua Earp. Any social media handles? We'll do a couple plugs really quick.
Yeah, at Joshua.Earp, because apparently someone there's already took my name, and or Facebook.com/TheRealJoshuaEarp.
So that's Joshua and then .EARP, right?
Yes.
Okay, so again, here's Suzy Q by Option One, and we'll be right back here.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
In the hips with an attitude, 5'2" with a booty too. She a 10, ain't got a man. In pursuit, tryna be your boyfriend. Miss Suzy Q, I'm all about you. Miss Suzy Q, I'm all about you. Yeah.
I'm Cool J Cool, but you so damn rude. Skip to my little Miss Suzy Q. Always on the way before a license or a permit. Gotta thank your mama cause you look so perfect. Lips popping, Rihanna with the noggin. Booty up and down when you outside jogging. Prop with the talk, okay. Model with the walk.
What else?
No, from the east to the west like Biggie and Pac. Watch him lurk, bad chick alert. I done see the break hearts and kick him straight to the curb. I done been a witness, a bystander. Like when you look in your heart, like maybe I'm the answer. Like go snap, yeah I got her on snap. You know I got the ad and she hit me right back. In for the kill, in for the seal. What you want, yeah you know the deal.
Dick in the hips with an attitude. 5'2" with a booty too. She a 10, ain't got a man. In pursuit, tryna be your boyfriend. Miss Suzy Q, I'm all about you. Miss Suzy Q, I'm all about you.
Okay, let me tell you something about little Miss Suzy. Certified queen in her line of duty. She a little snooty, but at times a big goofy. Thick in the hips with a heart-shaped booty. In need of a man, but steady being choosy. She ain't tryna fall, cause her heart's still woozy. Last man did it for her, she don't wanna love no more. Everything she ever wanted long gone out the door. Now she playing hard to get and don't wanna commit. In search of a man, but we too much of a trip. Yeah, we gotta put in work and find a way to manage. Hoping that we can handle all the baggage. She don't really need a love, she already living lavish. Rocking name brands, if she want it, she can bag it. Good girl then, now she turned to a savage. Don't be surprised if she vanished.
In the hips with an attitude, 5'2" with a booty too. She a 10, ain't got a man. In pursuit, tryna be your boyfriend. Miss Suzy Q,
yeah.
I'm all about you.
Yeah.
Miss Suzy Q.
That was Suzy Q by Option One. Again, they were great guests on the show, so I want to help promote them a little bit as well. So if you want, check them out. They're Option One. They spell it OPTION and then the numeric one. Again, that's Suzy Q. If you like that song, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Again, this song is Suzy Q by Option One. Check those guys out. We are back here now into the studio with entertainment entrepreneur Joshua Earp. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Cool. So, Joshua, so we you went into some really great information of what would you call it?
I would call it manifestation 101.
Okay, manifestation 101. So, we left off you left from Illinois out to LA.
Yeah, so
and then you got into magic.
Yeah, I'll tell you the rest of the story. So, once I came to LA, you know, I started getting involved in the film finance industry, and I started, you know, getting preliminary private placement memorandums passed down to me by, you know, the biggest producers out there with the biggest A-list films. You know, if you look at their IMDb, it just keeps scrolling down, you know, those types of people. And, you know, one thing I've always been, you know, I've always prided myself on this is that I've always been able to connect with people, you know, like I really just understand people. A people person. I really like people as long as they're, you know, good energy. And I'm a professional negative energy dodger. So I had this network of ultra high net worth individuals. And, you know, I speak at a lot of events, some of the biggest business conferences, according to Inc. 500, Entrepreneur, and Forbes, et cetera. And so, you know, I just have this network, this Rolodex of high and ultra net worth people. So the big film producers were attracted to me because they wanted to be able to raise money, which is then used to buy talent. And then that, and there's all different types of ways you can do it. But basically, you know, they raise, we were working with a $250 million preliminary private placement memorandum done by one of my buddies who's the attorney at Lionsgate. And, you know, it featured Jim Carrey's new movie. It features Jamie Foxx's new movie. There's a lot of stuff that hasn't even came out yet, you know? And this was like last year or the year before that. And so, you know, so that was like my exposure, you know, and I thought I hit it big, you know, whenever I did that, I was like, wow, you know, I'm involved in entertainment. And I got the biggest opportunities in Hollywood, this and that. Then I started running around Beverly Hills and realized that, you know, finding film investment was like looking for a needle in a haystack, you know. And then finally, after enough, after 1,000 meetings later, you know, I finally found the needle in the haystack. And I realized how important it was, you know, to build out your pipeline of investors. And also, you have to understand when you're in entertainment, you know, like, you have to understand, like, the business aspect to it, I feel like, or else you'll get, you know, taken advantage of, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination. You know, there's so, you know, I've had some great mentors, I'm sure, like yourself, and some of them, maybe we'll talk off air about it, and they just, I think a lot of it, too, in dealing with business is just having basic common good ethics, you know, and moral ethics, and I've had some mentors, you know, it's just really, it's kind of like the try to help others, you know, and I've seen that happen so many times just by helping others, and then you see that kind of, you know, grow into something down the line. And so I think, of course, knowing business is great, but also, like I said, having a good business ethics is great because some people just, you know, they have certain power and then they kind of misuse it, and it's unfortunate. And it could go with stardom as well. I've seen people misuse or take advantage of stardom in a different way, and I've seen people use it for the better, you know, and to help others. So
basically, just to finish that story. So I started raising money for the biggest movies in Hollywood, and then from that point on, I started co-owning this company called Rio Vista Universal, who has clients like Warner Brothers, Disney, City National Bank, Coca-Cola, the entire Television Academy. Good friends with the chairman, Chuck Daigs, there. So the Emmys are our clients. We handle the sponsorships for the Billboard Awards and the Emmys as well. In fact, we broke the record on the Emmys, last daytime Emmys on the red carpet, because we got the first VR sponsorship there. There's a lot of stuff, but basically I started that company, or didn't start it, I co-owned it. I just brought in a lot of money into it. And I did it with Michael Jackson's manager, Mark LaMica, and then I brought in the guys with the money. So basically, technically, I started financing, you know, the most iconic, you know, super managers and power brokers in Hollywood.
Wow.
And from that point, you know, I've just been continuing to network and add value, you know. So now we work with a lot of billionaire celebrities. Like, my clients range from the owner of the Lakers to, you know, you name it. So there's a lot of big, you know, stuff that we're doing, big concerts and stuff, which we can talk a little bit about. You know,
So let's talk about, okay, so Rio Vista Universal. What is that? Like, for people that are just like, okay, we got people from all over the world. Some are young, some are, you know, maybe going to college. You know, people are just like, okay, because a lot of it just came really quick. Boom, 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 barreling out.
Like a machine gun.
Let's say, let's talk about, so someone like, let's say, wanting to do what you do, like, what does Rio Vista Universal do, let's say?
And so management is a big key to it. You know, our previous clients obviously is a team, and, you know, include everyone from Michael Jackson to Christina Aguilera to LL Cool J. I mean, like, these are all guys that, you know, our team is managed. You know, so management's a big part of it, because you can take 20% and then the rest is, you know, for the artists, et cetera, right? So Rio Vista Universal is a 10-year-old entertainment company that is also not just media, but in specializes in technology, finance, and entertainment. And it's been around for 10 years. I listed a few of our clients. We've produced, and this was before I became a co-owner, but it's one of the producers of one of the biggest shows on television on the Discovery Channel. It's called Gearheads. It's where you make fast cars faster.
Yeah.
And, I executive produced a TV show that's airing, a TV special airing on PBS called Valkyrie Awards with Priscilla Presley and Corey Feldman as our cast. And also I did it with Drake's manager. His name's Future the Prince. And so, the whole thing is that it's very cool because of the fact that we did it with the founder of the entertainment network, Larry Namer, which I'm sure you know him and all that stuff. So it was pretty fun.
So let's go a day in the life of Joshua Earp. So for people that are trying to understand what exactly is the entrepreneurship and what you do, because it's inspiring, but also, like you said, you may be inspiring someone as well. You know, and so what is what for something that you, when you say manage, again, for people that don't know, let's go through like the ABCs of it. Like, what's a day in the life of you? What do you got to do to make your quote unquote your job?
Yeah. So we have like 17 services, all the way from television production to, music production to concerts and celebrity endorsements and social media and PR. You know, that type of stuff, like search engine optimization. And so we really just have these services, you know.
Okay.
And we really assemble the Avengers of Hollywood is what I consider.
Oh, wow.
You know,
that's cool.
So like we have experts in every industry, every aspect. And, it's just about networking and meeting the right valuable people and just, you know, having meaningful relationships, conversations, then at the same time seeing how you can help each other.
Gotcha. And for you, what is it like when you meet somebody in general? Because I think we're similar in that sense. I'm a really, obviously, because I deal with a lot of media and PR, you have so many personalities that I have to deal with, you know, and you're dealing with the talent itself, whether the celebrity talent or up-and-comers, then you're dealing sometimes with their publicists or their managers or their agents and managers. And then on the producing aspect, I have to deal with, you know, the cast and the crew. So there's all these personalities, and you almost have to be a people person. So in that regard, I genuinely love meeting new people all the time. I think that's one. I think a blessed gift that I am able to have. Able to adapt quickly, and even if I could read people really quickly if they're having a good day, a bad day, so to speak. But also how to. It's not even just about that. I think it's more about like how do you. Maneuver from if there's someone even being negative, but how do you turn that into the positive? I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, you gotta speak only in positives.
Because there's some people like they may not you may not realize, like for instance, I always thought I think people inside always want to help somebody. The reason why I figure this out but if you ever watch like. You watch a certain person and they're sitting on the street sidewalk and someone trips and fall. You instinctually as a human being, people will just automatically go, are you okay? You know, and they don't even know them. They don't even know them
subconsciously.
So instinctually, people deep down want to help people, and then all of a sudden, but then there's then barriers when you're with groups or somebody. If you're with a certain type of group, maybe you're like, you don't look cool by doing that, but it's like if individually each person has the, I think, ability to want to be nice and help, but then it depends on their surroundings. So if they're with some certain types of
group think is dangerous.
And then that's when they start to go, I'm not going to be nice to this person because my boys don't like them or whoever it is, and it's interesting because I go I think deep down people do right. want to. Deep down, people do want to be nice to everybody, but then they put up their guards or walls. And it's interesting. So my opinion is, if I could read really quick, because, I mean, if I know in my heart if I just want to be helpful or nice, and if I know this person is, you know, what I try to read them really quick. Okay, why is this person maybe not the one that's always smiling? And then so maybe you'll talk to them and say, is anything going on? And you actually – because I think people generally like to talk about themselves in a certain way, not braggy, but like they're not everyone is heard.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
And they're interested in what they're interested in.
And so if you could tap into what are they interested in? And then, yeah, instead of talking about quote unquote yourself, so to speak, and then you'll be surprised at how much that could open up
the door. Exactly. And that's why knowledge speaks and wisdom listens, you know. And I always tell people all the time that everyone has an emotional safe, you know, built in. And if you know how to dial the safe correctly or the knobs, yeah, right, then you can put anything you want into that safe and you can take anything out. So
you deal with it's interesting because I normally you and I have like actors, musicians, so not to say you're a unique guest, but it's a different field of that, what I'm used to. So I want to.
Yeah, I don't just do one thing. Yeah, I didn't want to be just another artist. I didn't want to be just another business person. I didn't want just money and business to be my identity. You know, I didn't want just, you know, being one thing to be my identity. So I just picked a few areas and I just focused all my time in those areas. And, you know, really it just came down to, you know, music, television, film, and business. That was really just what I loved to do. The acting, the producing, the performance, you know, all that stuff.
Let's just say, okay, you got celebrity big shot coming to you and says, hey, I would love for you to do business with you. What would you go from there? So let's just say, what would you say?
Yeah, well, I would just say, what are your goals and what are your main pain points? And, you know, what is your why? What's the reason why you're doing what you're doing? And then I would basically customize and develop a plan that would, you know, help them achieve whatever goal it is they want to achieve.
Okay, awesome. And what are the biggest highlights for you that you've gotten to accomplish that you said, you know, maybe when you were a kid, you're like, wow, I never thought this would ever happen. What are those, you know, maybe a couple highlights in your career that you're like, wow, I never thought X, Y, and Z?
Yeah, you know, it probably was when I was featured on the news for on ABC, Fox, CBS, and NBC for the 4 to 5 areas that I focus on, you know. And being an advisor to billionaires, celebrities, and royal families and executives, you know, I would have never imagined that in a million years, you know. But especially coming from nothing, you know, in Illinois, nobody knows your name. Yeah, and having to do everything yourself. I didn't really have a mentor. I didn't really have, you know, I had to figure all this out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I moved to L.A. Like, I've been in L.A. like 3 or 4 years. And when I first moved down here, I was just like, holy crap. Like, people down here, they don't really understand how well they've got it. You know, when you grow up in the middle of an Illinois, in the middle of a cornfield, you know, and then you move to a huge booming city like this, you know, that entertainment's everywhere. Like, wow. You're just like, wow, you know. You know, Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins' mentor, which I taught the guys that did Tony Robbins' marketing, Frank Curran, I taught him SEO and NLP and things. You know, Jim Rohn said, if you're not wealthy, he said, it's not because you live in the wrong country. You know, people aren't plotting and staying up all night and saying, if I could only make it to Poland, everything would be okay. And so really, you just have to look at what are the opportunities in front of me. And we can't have blindness, you know, because like a lot of us that have, you know, a lot of people that might have grown up here, they're just used to it. You know, it's just normal for them, but they don't really, you know, see what they have, you know.
So what impresses you? Or what do you, when you walk into, let's say, a party, or what do you read really quick? Because you said you did a lot.
Oh, yeah, and so I guess going back to what you said earlier, like, what's something I never thought I'd be doing? I never thought I'd be opening up for the biggest artists in the world, doing some of the biggest concerts in the world, and having my partners, you know, that have managed those types of people, you know? So I would have never believed that, because my whole goal when I was little was like, yo, if I could just get a record deal, if I could just get signed as an artist.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I realized later on that's not what I wanted, you know?
Yeah. So who are people for you that you got excited over? I mean, you know, there's certain people like for me, like someone has asked me like, how many people have you interviewed? And I said, you know, through the years, it's into the thousands, like literally.
And they're all legit people. These aren't like just, you know.
Yeah. And the thing is like, I try not to get jaded by it, because I always am grateful and appreciative of everything, because there's people that I'm like, even like, look, Stan Lee just died the other day, and I never knew, like, growing up as a kid, I'm watching these cartoons and you're hearing Stan Lee's voice, and then all of a sudden, you know, getting to interview him several times through the years, and it's like, wow, I would never thought as a kid watching, you know, hearing him or reading comics that, you know, I've had these blessed opportunities to be with him.
And it's
interesting, because you almost feel like it's normal, but then at the same time you think about people from all around the world, like, have never even got a chance. I go to these conventions and they're lining up for him, and I'm going, So I try never to ever take it for granted.
Yeah, and,
so
that's so that just strikes so many bells or strikes so many chords with me because, you know, success, I always tell people it's two things. It's getting in the room with the right people, and number two is doing something about it once you're there. You know, most people miss one or two of those steps. They're getting in the right rooms, but they're not doing anything about it once they're there, or they're doing the right things, but they're just not in the right room. So therefore, they're not, you know. So that's usually most people's problem that I've seen, you know.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, what was my question.
So I'm an expert at monetizing. I'm an expert at taking people's Rolodexes, okay, right? And allowing, and coming up with creative monetization strategies and unprecedented opportunities in Hollywood to be able to help them monetize, you know, their Rolodex rather than just, you know, knowing a lot of people.
Gotcha. Wow, we only have 5 minutes left here. Okay. So what's the next step for you? Like, what do you want to do next? And you know, I know you're doing so much, but like, what are things that are your goals? And what are you visualizing for the next quote unquote level?
Yeah, I'm focusing more on working harder on myself than I do on my job, because if you work hard on your job, you'll make a living, but if you work hard on yourself, you'll make a fortune. Mm-hmm. And so my personal brand is what I'm taking to the next level. And, you know, because that's really what actors are. They're a personal brand. And, you know, like, it's almost like they're a corporation and they're subleasing their corporation to this thing called Hollywood, right? Which would be this entertainment industry. And so, you know, yourself really is your greatest asset. You know, Benjamin Franklin said an investment in yourself pays the best interest. And so that's my main focus. And so that's why, you know, I'm inserting myself into these, you know, projects that we're doing, we're producing, you know.
What would be the ideal project for you to make or as a
well, really these concerts, you know, especially when you tie it in with philanthropy.
Yeah.
But these concerts really are awesome because we sat down with Netflix and they want to buy the content. So we're going to make more money off that than we are just anything else. But the ticket sales, you know, you can make a lot of money, especially when you're dealing with stadiums with personal seat licenses. And
yeah,
you're dealing with A-list artists, you know, and then you get insurance on the money, and there's different ways you can be creative and take loans out against certain things. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can do it.
And then where did you, and did you, you mentioned Harvard, is that where you learned business?
No, it wasn't. It's so funny. I actually dropped out of high school.
Wow.
Didn't go to college, and then ended up being asked to speak at Harvard, and I told them no, and it wasn't for anything to do with egotistical reasons or anything like that. It was simply because I had a lot going on, and I just couldn't fly all the way across the country, you know, to come speak at something.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, who are people that you would love to meet and or work with?
You know, anybody that, you know, has obtained a high level of influence that wants to use it for the overall good of mankind, you know. And that's why I said philanthropy earlier, because the bigger the why, the easier the how. And so people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. So it's all about, you know, asking the right questions, the right quality of people, and, you know, that determines your quality of life.
Awesome. And charity organizations that you love being a part
of. Yeah, like my friend Frank Shankwitz, he started the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which he actually introduced me to this cousin I have named Wyatt Earp.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to fly to Arizona, Prescott, which is where Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday would go back and forth, you know, and all that. So I would say...
You didn't even connect your last name when you said that now. I was like, well, it sounded familiar. And then I go, oh, okay. And then Earp, as in, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and Wyatt Earp, unknown to most people. I mean, obviously there's huge movies off him and TV series, even Running to This Day and everything else. But a lot of people don't know that he was one of the most influential people in the film industry at that time. In fact, the Western movie were the first types of movies to ever come to be. Wow. And we can get more into the history of theaters and other stuff later, but
yeah. Well, we got like a minute and a half later left. So this show ultimately is about inspiring others. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that wants to maybe do what you do or just follow their dreams in general?
Yeah. So the word inspiration derives from the words in spirit. And so what I would recommend people to do is to follow their spirit and have the courage to follow their heart and intuition, because they somehow already know what you want to become.
Awesome. And we want to do some plugs. So, okay, social media, websites, all that kind of good stuff. Got audience right here.
Yeah, you can go to riovistauniversal.com/about so you can see our clients and who we're associated with, who we work with. And you could go to instagram.com/joshua.earp or simply at joshua.earp.
So that's Rio Vista Universal, that's R-I-O, and then Vista, V-I-S-T-A, and then Universal, U-N-I-V-E-R-S-A-L, .com, Rio Vista,
yes.
Universal.com. And then Joshua Earp, as in Wyatt Earp. J O S S H U A and then E A R P. Check him out over there on social media. Josh, man, it's finally great to have you come in, meet you face to face via social media. And I just want to say God bless you in all that you do. I think it's really great on your positivity and just your energy as well as just what you're about. So God bless you. And I always want to say thank you all for everyone out there for tuning in. Again, check them out. We always like to end off the show. Matthew 19:26. In man things are impossible. In God all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.